11 on 11s today?
It felt great. I was nervous. I mean, it's like my first time in pads since like November. So just be able to go out there and just kind of, you know, play football again. I feel real good.
How did you feel it went for you today? You know, you have to keep your assignments together and so forth and try to play at a fast rate.
Biggest thing is just play fast. I mean, I understand coming as a rookie, I'll make a few mistakes here and there, but as long as I'm playing fast and hustling to the ball, I mean, I'll be good.
Speaking of playing fast in that pass rushing drill today, it looks like there was one play where you really stood out, flashed in, and you hit the tackle. Coach talked to you afterward. You looked really good. Seemed to feel really good.
Yeah, that was my first one-on-ones in I don't know how long. So, I mean, I was just trying to fill out the bull rush, just kind of see if I still have my strength and stuff like that. So, to be honest, that might be my only rush so far, just to kind of, you know, get the shoulders. Don't talk about that. Shoulder and just see how I feel, just as far as NFL alignment and stuff like that. So, it felt good. It felt good.
I mean, it looked effective.
Thank you.
I know you've only been able to do it just today, but what do you feel like is going to be the hardest part of the transition from the college game to for you?
I feel like the biggest thing is just the speed of the game. I mean, and just the talent level. I mean, the tackles are bigger, stronger, more athletic, faster. The game is faster. I mean, in college you might have freshman quarterbacks who, you know, take their time at the line. I mean, at practice we're going against Matt Ryan and it's quick. I mean, NFL you got Cam and Brady and whoever else. So the game is gonna go by much faster. So it's all about, you know, knowing your plays, getting lined up, and going.
Tack, can you go back to that? You were talking about that rush. You said you don't feel any more pain when it comes with that shoulder. Is that, or how's it feel?
Coach gave me the green light today. Uh-huh. Like I said, I put in so much effort once I had surgery March 6th, just over the past summer and just the spring, just to, you know, be where I'm at right now. For me, like I said, it was just getting 1% better every day. I mean, no days off, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Even Saturdays, come in for treatment and just trying to get right. So, like I said, I got the green light, and I'm just going out there and just, you know, whenever they put me out there, just go as hard as I can.
So no hesitation when it comes to bumping that.
I got the green light.
So Coach gave you the green light today, but Coach Quinn told us that, like, the doctors said before training camp you were clear and they kind of still took it slow. I mean, did you know about that one, and what was it like knowing, hey, doctors said we're good and I'm still going slow?
I mean, it's more about, like I said, I wasn't here for mini camp. Mm-hmm. So it's about, like, why do we want to just throw him out there without even knowing the playbook and, you know, just the speed of the game and more taking mental reps instead of just throwing me out there in the fire. So what they did, I mean, yes, it was, I ain't going to say it was frustrating. I mean, I understood it. Mm-hmm. Just let me get mental reps, see Vic Beasley and just the first guys, the first starters, the second starters, and all them go. And then, just, you know, just progress me instead of just be throwing me out there with NFL talent.
I'm sorry, so mentally, is that, we often hear about when you come back from injury, you know, it's the mental part kind of almost – remind yourself and tell yourself that you don't have to worry about the injury, that you've already done all the rehab and whatever part of your body that was injured was stronger. Is that the toughest part of coming back, or is that something that, you know, you feel like you said, they give you the green light, so you're just on the beach, you're ready to go?
I feel like that's the easiest part, to be honest with you. Like I said, I played with the injury when it wasn't fixed. So, I mean, now that it's fixed, I mean, I feel like I can just throw it all over the place. I mean, before it wasn't fixed, you know, being real careful and just kind of hesitant, but now that it's fixed, I mean, that's the doctor's job to worry about my shoulder. My job is to go out there and go as hard as I can. I mean, they wouldn't throw me out there if they didn't think I was ready. Like I said, the preparation that the trainers and that I put in this offseason, I mean, got me to where I'm at right now.
How much of a relief is it now, just knowing there is no more reins holding you back?
It's great. Like I said, it's back to football. I mean, back to doing what I love doing.
Tack, I know you guys spend a lot of time together as a position group, but has there been a specific person within your defensive line group that you kind of latched on to that's really helped you so far?
I'll say the entire D-line. I mean, starting from the vets to the rookies. I mean, it's a brotherhood here, and everybody wants to see everybody succeed, because if we all succeed, probably said that wrong. If we succeed, we all succeed, or something like that, you know what I'm trying to say. So everybody been helpful for me, because, I mean, they understand I came in late, so everybody want me to catch up to speed, so everybody been helpful.